every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to count. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up, another round. I set them up, another round. I set them up, another round. One more round won't get me down.
There's a picture of a goat on the can.
There is a picture of a goat on the can. Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fit.
A stealth intro.
Yeah.
Catching us off guard.
Caught you by surprise. You've got to be ready. You've got to be on the wall.
I can't see the goat.
Two goats just there.
Oh, two. Yes. Now you say two goats.
There are two goats. There's some raspberries. Or some strawberries. Hello, welcome to Drinking with Fear. We're just talking about the beer we're drinking. Ben, you've provided the beer this week. And what's it called?
It's called Lech.
Lech.
Lech. Never seen it before. Saw it in the shop. Thought, I know, I quite like a Lech. Wonder if the lads will like a Lech.
You love a Lech.
It looks like a Polish Lech.
Mm. Tastes nice.
It's all right.
Very, very goaty.
Very goaty. There is a picture of a couple of goats on the can.
Mm. Actually, that's not bad at all.
It's good, isn't it?
Lech. It's green can with big Lech. Premium. It's not even normal Lech. It's premium.
Premium Lech.
Yeah. Premium
Lech. Try and get regular Lech.
If you if I'm having a Lech.
From a Lech, you've got to go premium.
Of course you have.
Yeah, full Lech.
No, that's it. This is really nice.
But anyway, welcome to Drinking with Fear. My name is Pete Selby. I am the Fear, and I am drinking with Ben and Wayne. If you're new to the podcast, we basically sit around drinking, shooting the shit, talking nonsense, and hopefully you enjoy it. And if you do, give us a rating on whatever podcast provider of choice you're listening this to. SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts or Spotify,
loads of them.
Follow us, all of them. Follow us on Twitter, Drinking Fear. That's the @DrinkingFear, and also on Facebook. Just find us and just click like, and there you go. You can call us names and whatever.
It's absolutely as much fine. As you like.
Yeah. So we're drinking Lech this week. I like it.
I'm very childish.
It is a funny name, but it is quite nice. You would bypass it, though, if you saw it on the shelf.
You would, yeah. You wouldn't give it a second light day, would you?
No. I mean, but marketing doesn't really matter in terms of beer. It's about the taste, but it maybe could... do you reckon they've just gone for, like...
It's not an inspiring can, is it?
No. It's a bit minimalist.
Was it cheap?
No. No, no. Quite the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, it's premium, isn't it? Premium Lech.
Although Wayne's got in reserve the red wine once again.
No, just in case.
With no glass.
I've not got a glass, so I might drink out of the bottle, we'll see.
Lad.
You Lech. Anyway, we are all heroes.
Kind of, obviously,
because of the podcast and because we are just general, if you know us, we are heroes. But this week, we all, I think, have roughly the same kind of story to tell about what's happened to us this week. Because I think we have all saved someone's life this week.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is the life-saving episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
This is proof that not all heroes wear capes, although we could wear capes if we wanted to. And maybe you were.
A cape.
Yeah, maybe you were. Yeah. Yours is just an ill-fitting
or a shawl.
Jacket. What?
Shawl.
It's very, yeah, a bit like a cape.
Mm.
Did Jeff Capes ever wear a cape?
I bet he did, in private.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, if I was Jeff Capes, I would.
Or if he sold them and he's... At a shop called Jeff's Capes.
But you wouldn't call him, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Jeff, there's a Scorsese film, Cape Fear,
yes.
About De Niro's fear of capes.
Jeff Capes?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't call him, though. You wouldn't call Jeff. Oh, Jeff, you prick. Well, put that, take that cape off. I mean, you'd do it from a distance.
Yeah, he'd throw you over that big thing, wouldn't he?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big anything.
He's really good at that.
So who wants to go first?
I think you should.
Me?
Yeah,
this is like your third life-saving.
It is. Okay, so I was at a local Tesco's, minding my own business, buying some bits and bobs, and it's a Tesco's with a underground car park, so you probably know which one I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, I'm there.
And to get to the underground car park, they have escalators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, is this going to be some terrifying story if someone gets trapped in the escalator?
Kind of. So, basically, I was massively in kind of mundane, just hovering around mode. I wasn't really thinking...
You were hanging out in the car park.
Just hanging around in the car park.
In a basement
car park.
Flashing his lights.
Exactly. Just you know, you never know what can
happen. Is the story that you just didn't murder someone there?
It is. I got my strangler gloves on, and I decided not to use them. Oh. So technically, I'm thinking that saved someone's life.
That's a lovely story.
Anyway, on to you. No. It was about 4 o'clock, so, you know, just hover around, get some milk, get some bits, but not really paying attention. And I went to stand on the escalator to go downstairs, okay? And it's one of them escalators, obviously, that have the trolley, when you put it on, it just jams in, locks in, and all that sort of thing. So I'd already, because I was getting my car parking ticket, I'd already kind of watched some person push a trolley onto the escalator at some pace. And I kind of watched thinking, that's going to jam pretty soon, and you're just going to run into it, which she did, which kind of made me laugh. And the person in front of her kind of turned around to look and almost gave me, as she turned her head back, a half glance as if to say, you saw that fucker, no, you know, what an idiot. So I'm paid for a car park ticket, then went to the escalator, stood on the escalator and went down. And again, I'm just looking around, and I looked at the bottom of the escalator, and the woman who looked at me to kind of say, look at her behind, she was looking up from the bottom of the escalator, and her shoelace was trapped in the escalator.
No way.
And she looked at...
She had to lose a leg, surely. Oh,
fucking hell. She looked up at me with absolute horror. Now, because of my daydream state, it took me a while, and then I kind of like smiled as I got halfway and go, oh, are you stuck? And as I said, are you stuck? I kind of went, oh, shit, like, her shoelace is stuck, and it's taking that under and then releasing again and then taking it under, and she's pulling this shoelace up, and she can't get the fucker out.
Oh, she could have died.
So I'm like, all of a sudden, I've kind of gone, oh, my God, she's going to lose a leg.
yeah, that would happen.
But what shoes are she wearing? Is she wearing some trainers that she can easily just slip off if worse comes to the worst?
There's fucking Crocs in it.
And she's wearing fucking hiking boots.
Right.
She's, why, I don't know.
Laced and strapped up.
I asked the lady.
No way she's getting out.
I did escalate it. So as I get halfway down the escalator, it's carrying on. And then I realised to myself, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't you running down the escalator to help? You're just stood there going down at a very slow pace like you're a fucking trolley wedged in. So I'm just going down. Now, do I put one foot in front of the other? No. I just roll down this escalator.
Well, you're not meant to run on it.
Okay. No. I just stand there and I go really slowly towards her. And she looks up at me and says, fucking hurry up, like, I'm going to lose a bastard leg in a minute. And all you're doing is standing there. And like, anyway, I get to the bottom and I kind of went, oh dear. And then I realised that it's not taking her under, but the shoelace is trapped and she's pulling the shoelace. So anyway, I put my bags down and I get hold of the shoelace and I said, I'm going to rip this really hard. It's going to rip. Do you mind? And she just looked at me with the same disdain as she looked at the woman behind her, just say, rip it. For fuck's sake, rip it. And I gave it a pull, and it didn't want to come out. And then I went, right, stand back. And then I gave it a right pull, and it ripped the shoelace in half. And she was free.
Oh, you hero.
And
when she made you pay for another pair of shoes.
I turned around to her, and instead of asking the obvious question, are you okay? And now she's fairly emotional. She, you know, she's a bit wound up and everything. And I just turn around and go, well, why are you wearing hiking boots? That was my first question. Why the fuck are you wearing hiking boots? You've gone to Tesco. Like, unless you've walked over the beacon to get there. And she looked around and she went, oh, it's just shoes. And they got stuck on the thing and all this. I says, all right, when you got to the bottom? And she goes, no, they fell through as soon as I got on. I think I looked at you at the top. And I went, oh, right. So you looked at me at the top because your shoelace was trapped. She goes, I thought you were taking the piss out of the woman behind you. She goes, no, she just ran off. She just, like, she goes, I said to her, I shouted to her, oh, can you help and all that? I said, oh, I didn't hear that. She goes, no, you were obviously at the top. So anyway, I turned around and said, well, technically I've saved your leg and your life and your shoe and all this. And then as soon as I said that, I then kind of looked at her in more detail.
Did you fall in love?
Well, no. I thought it might be the other way around.
Yeah.
Really?
Generally, I thought...
I'd have expected that if my life had been saved.
I've just saved her fucking life. Is there a chance? So I looked her I looked her up and down as if to say, well, would this be acceptable if it were... What?
Yeah, such a charmer.
I'm just thinking, you know, if she decides, she goes, right... you know, will you marry me and all this sort of thing, you know. I don't know. Possibly, you know.
Yeah.
But there you go. It's the way it is. I mean, she'd have to change the shoes.
Oh, definitely. You can't get around someone with hiking boots all the time.
Hiking boots. Why would you wear hiking boots all the time?
Definitely.
So anyway, so and this happened. So I then walked my car, got in my car, and then I thought, well, I wonder if she's okay. Like, you know, this she could be, because she was okay, but she didn't quite move from the area. So I went.
You think she was
okay.
A bit shell shocked?
Possibly. So I basically got in my car, put my shopping in the car, and then walked back to the bottom of the escalator to try and to go. Oh, are
so you're still hanging around?
Are you okay?
Why she still? She'd only got a shoelace caught.
She was quite. She didn't blob up, but she was. You know, she looked quite emotional, welling up slightly. So I went over to that area, and you have to cross the road. You have to cross kind of the car park road to get there. And as I crossed over, a car came quite screeching to a halt in front of me, and it was her. And she was like, get the fuck out of the way, I'm going home. Look at you, fucking walking over to where I was, you bastard, you know. What are you after?
Oh, I definitely didn't fall in love with you then.
Bitch.
Oh. That's a shame, isn't it?
Technically, I have saved her life.
Yes. Saved her life.
But overall, I think I have done. But I want to know, where was that woman who was behind her on the escalator? Where did she go? She was nowhere to be seen, and she must have just fucked off.
More than likely. Did she look like she was like legitimately trying to do some shopping? Or was she just fucking around with the trolley?
Who?
The woman
who... with the trolley?
The trolley.
Oh, no. She was. She had a trolley with bags and shit. Oh, okay. But, you know.
Huh?
But there you go. I didn't think she would have been any use. I have no reason to believe that.
I half expected to say that you're going to run down the escalator at full pelt and barge into her to.
That's
get
probably
her away
what
from.
I should have done. But yeah. Like I said, I just stood there and want like Mr. Bean on a fucking escalator. I just stood there and never accelerated or moved. I didn't put one foot in front of it like I was a shopping trolley. I don't know why I did that. I just did.
Well,
well
you're done.
Still
Pete.
A hero.
Well done. It's a lovely story. Wayne, what was? Have you saved a life this week?
Just a couple of days ago. Friday night? Yesterday?
Might have been yesterday, I think. Yes, yeah.
Jesus.
I get lost with that when we're on the
It's got shell shock mess.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long 24 hours, the news and everything.
So driving home from work, me and Mrs. in the car, and we're just on the A453, and we get off at Ratcliffe going through towards Kegworth.
I know where you are.
Yeah, that little bend where it's... Is it Kingston?
Yeah.
Just on that, just after that. So going through Ratcliffe, some... little boy racers just behind me.
Some punk kid.
Yeah, some punk kid.
Lousy punk.
And,
fucking
I, you know, I'm quite a sensible driver. I go at the speed limit more times than not.
Yeah, I'm same as you.
But your car can't actually go above the speed limit.
I was in my missus's car, so it wasn't so bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's got a nice 4x4.
Still applies, though, for his car.
Yeah. So he's come up behind me. He's not flashing his lights, but he's definitely a bit impatient. Right, you know, right. No, something. Driving right up my arse, and then just we get out of Ratcliffe.
I think the
round.
Get out of the way granddaddy shouted out the window. That
more
kind of,
or less, yeah. So he speeds round by the side of me and ploughs off, and we just get round the corner, and lo and behold, there's just a big smoke and steam everywhere, and he's trashed his car.
Was it Great Central Railway?
not quite. But,
I don't get that.
The steam.
Smoke. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
So I, like the hero I am, obviously,
well, we all
jump
are.
Out of the car, rush over.
Modest hero.
A bit more rushing than Pete.
Shout to my missus to call an ambulance.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he's fucked up. But fortunately, when we get there, he's stumbling out the car.
You smacked him.
I should have. Well,
get back
least,
in the car.
You know,
it'll make my story
say, like, it was really satisfying to know at the time when he's going past him, like, he's going to fuck up one day and he's going to get himself hurt.
Yeah.
And you always kind of think that when...
I always do,
when you do that. But so when I actually got there, there was a light little like twinge of...
Smugness.
Smugness. Yes. Yeah, definitely smugness.
Did you smack him and go, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. And punch him again. Don't do that again. But are you okay?
Should have, but I was in hero mode. I didn't want to be sore. I was the bigger man.
He wasn't.
I was like, are you okay? And everything. And then we pushed his car to the side of the road.
Yeah.
Because he was smack in the middle and all the traffic was back.
You pushed his car?
Yeah. Well, he helped and a couple of other people came out and helped as well because the traffic was queuing up quite badly at that point.
You didn't lech over him?
I didn't lech over him. Lana told him off, though.
I bet she fucking did as well. You didn't say, oh, did you check him out? Are you okay? And you grabbed his balls, didn't you?
We need to do a rectum check.
Was he all right?
He seemed okay.
Did the ambulance come?
Well, there wasn't an ambulance. So he didn't want one in the end.
Did you headbutt him and say, now you need an ambulance, prick?
No, but I think it was on his phone. Because, just after we'd pushed his car to the side of the road, he comes back and he says, oh, can I borrow your phone? Or just as we're about to drive off.
Like, I just need to complete this level of Mario Kart.
We figured maybe his phone's knackered or something. But no, he just needed to call his phone to find where it was. And it was in the road on the other side of the thing. I can't imagine how it would have got there.
No.
If it was like in his pocket or in his car somewhere. But if it was in his hand and he smashed it, window open, it gone. That's it.
Fucking douchebag.
He's an idiot. I'm glad he crashed.
Yeah, but like I said, it's better because he was all right, so I can't call him a dickhead.
Yeah.
Did you say, look, I'm going to use, for what I know, you know, my medical ability, just to check that you're okay. Shit in my hand, and I will test your feces just to make sure you're okay.
Well, yeah, people were asking, like, oh, you're NHS, you know, can you see if it's all right? It's like, probably not the way
How
I want.
How did they know that you were NHS?
Because I had my badge on from work.
Okay.
Which has NHS on
right.
It.
Right. Fucking hell.
So yeah, it was all right. Apparently it was he's not from the area. It was going to a party and he was late, that's why he was speeding.
Was his eyes just fucking, did he blink at all?
Was he shaking his hand a bit? I think he knackered his hand on the steering wheel.
It's because he was holding his phone at the time.
Yeah, I think that might have been the case.
Okay. I'll be you.
Mm.
Okay, Ben, you be the fucked up driver.
Okay.
Okay. And you be Lana.
I'll be Lana, okay.
Okay, so there's a big crash, okay? Yeah, yeah. I get out of the car.
I've hurt my hand.
So I walk over. Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, man.
Are you all right, mate?
My hand hurts. Yeah.
First of all, don't fucking do that.
Okay, but I don't want an ambulance.
I know I was driving.
You'll need one in a minute.
Yeah, no, don't want one.
I know I was driving at 15 miles an hour and you had to overtake me, but,
yeah.
But you know, you didn't have to do it at 24. Do you know what I mean? There's lesser speeds than that. But anyway, are you
okay?
I
won't let you go at 24. When I'm in the passenger seat, it's 20 max.
Well, there we go. So anyway, I just need to make sure you're okay. Look, NHS, it's fine.
I'm fine.
Can you shit in my hands first? I want to just test.
Can I find my phone first?
Yeah, okay. Let's find you. Lana, have you got your phone?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
That's a brilliant impression of you, Mrs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't do a South African accent.
You don't need to.
I want to try though.
Okay. We'll do
go ahead.
Then.
How's the best way to do a South African accent?
Ask him. He's good.
Yeah, go on.
Ah, I think you're fine.
is Lana here?
South Africa.
That's not...
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa. Safa.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, what did you say?
So, can you phone his phone, please, Lana?
I think you're fine.
Okay, we'll forget about that. Anyway, mate, look, look what you've done to my girlfriend. Like, no, she's
speechless.
She's fucked
she?
Up now. She was absolutely fine a minute ago.
She's doing Nelson Mandela impressions.
Exactly.
That's all.
She thinks she's Nelson Mandela because you've crashed at 24 miles an hour. But anyway, well, I'll find your phone. I'll just phone your phone. Oh fuck, I've got no credit, so I can't. I can't fucking phone you. Anyway, are you okay? Why were you? Where are you going?
I'm going to a party. I'm not from round here, and.
You sound like you're from London.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, very very much. Yeah. Stop it, bollocks.
So you're going to a party? Where is this party?
It's down the road, stop it, bollocks.
Okay.
You mag.
you slag.
Yeah.
Can I give you a lift? How far away is it?
Fuck off.
How far down the... Is it 5 or 5 miles down the road?
Five miles, governor.
It's 5 miles. Okay, well, if you get in my car, then I'll get you there in about 3 days, then. That'll be fine. I could get you there. That's fine. Would that be okay, Lana?
Yeah, I suppose.
You fucking bowl job.
Wow.
Anyway, let's just push this car to the side of the road. What car was it?
Oh, fucking I know. Blue.
Blue.
One of those. They are fast, to be fair, aren't they?
Blue ones.
Those blue ones. Not as fast as red.
Fucking hell.
But no, it's right up there.
It didn't have any stripes on it.
It could have been a lot worse if it was red. Welcome back to Drinking with Fear.
Thank you.
Hello again.
You're a fucking lech, you are.
It's nice.
It is nice. It's I nice. Like it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Fully recommend a bit of lech.
Mm. Lech, that is a new one as well. I mean, we ought to actually keep a list of what I've actually drank.
Mine would usually just be Carling or Coors.
Mm.
And the odd fucking hell.
Well, we could maybe select up a rating.
Hmm.
Keep a running tab.
Possibly. Sounds like hard work, but...
it's no Duff.
Unofficial one.
It's no Duff.
Duff,
no.
Duff was better than this.
What would you give then out of 10 on the lech? On the lechometer?
7.
7.5.
Mm. Strong scores.
I don't know where we could do halves.
No. I'll round it down to a 7 then.
I think I'll go 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I've not got a glass. I think a glass, I wonder when it's different out of a glass.
No. No, it's fine. Anyway, I can tell my story about saving your life.
Go on then.
Feels quite a thick thick can as well.
So whilst yours were definitely life-saving.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously you snapped someone's shoelace.
Mm. Correct.
Saving their life, and you got somebody from a burning vehicle, I'm imagining in my head.
Yes, it was definitely on fire.
Mine's more along the lines of, cheers, mate, you're a lifesaver. That sort of thing.
Oh, so you went and
you
got
paid for someone's bus fare.
You went to the bar and bought some crisps.
How would that be a lifesaver?
Oh, mate, you're a lifesaver, thanks very much.
And oh, just... no, it's about, a lot more impressive than that.
I don't think there came
two bags of crisps.
Oh, my God, two crisps?
No. No, so mine happened on Thursday morning. It's now Saturday.
Right.
Okay.
Got up dead early this morning. Really early to go and walk the dog. That early that nobody else had bothered. In the world. There was nobody else out in this regular dog walking route.
It was about
fucking
what?
Freezing.
9 o'clock.
Just after 6 in the morning.
They've all been and gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice was still crunching, pissing it down with rain. Went out, walked my dog. Got home. I hadn't told the kids that I'd gone to take the dog for a walk. So when I got to them bursting through the back door and they were making the breakfast, they shit themselves a little bit. So that was quite funny.
So you, it's a euphemism, by the way, walking the dog for Ben.
Right. Yeah. Bursting in the back door.
Yeah,
that as well. All of it.
Did that, got back, showered the dog, made sure the kids were okay, did their packed lunch. What's wrong with showering the dog?
Let's just rewind this a minute. So you went out in the rain.
Is this the same thing when you were washing the dog's knob with your mouth?
No, not with my mouth. I've not once done it with my mouth.
So you went for a dog.
Obviously, you have to wash the dog's knob.
With what?
My hands.
You walked to the dog, you then smashed the kid's back door.
You only hear part of what I say.
And then you sucked off the dog.
Yeah, picture the scene. So once I'd done that, I'd made the kids pack lunch.
It's a busy morning.
You're a fucking hero.
All before 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know, this is picture. Yeah.
Get him
painting a very good scene for my morning so
Get him
far.
A cape.
Yeah. But I also have to take the eldest to school.
Where's Jeff?
I also have to take the eldest to school. But I noticed before I went out that the kids had used up nearly all the milk in the fridge. So Ali would have had none. So I would have to go to the shop. I wouldn't have to. I offered. I said, do you know what? Once I dropped Lado off at school, on the way back, I'll go to the shop, the same shop that sells lech, and I'll get some milk. And she went, oh, thank you very much. And no, she didn't say you're a lifesaver. Right. No, that's coming.
Okay.
So I get to the shop, get out of my car, and I notice across the road from the shop, there's this lady, and she's parked a 4x4 on very soft ground. And she couldn't get it off the soft grass. It was sinking into it. Oh. And stupidly, the more and more she tried to go, she was wheel spinning, where everyone knows to get out of these things. You rock it gently, rock it slightly, and eventually it will come out.
Was it a blue car?
Silver.
Oh, you bastard.
Big silver car, one of those slow ones. And she was really struggling, bless her. And her husband came out, and he started giving it a shove. And he were getting nowhere with it, and she was looking pretty desperate to get this car off.
It's Wayne pouring the wine, by the way. He's not just having a slash.
So I carried on into the shop, got my milk, started queuing up, and you can still see outside from the queue what was going on. And this bloke was still trying to push his car, and at one point he pushed and he slipped, and he fell down onto his face, and he got up, dusted himself off. And she was started shouting out the window at him to go and get some more stuff. So he goes into the garage. Comes out of the garage with a load of wood, starts propping them in front of all the tyres and all that, and she's still revving away, trying to get out of this thing.
She's going backwards.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself all this time, so what he could do with a bit of help, he could.
But you still stood and watched?
Yeah, I fucked off. Left him. Couldn't be arsed. I'd had a really busy morning.
You're a fucking hero.
Yeah.
Was
there I am.
Well, I'm waiting for the lifesaver bit.
Well, I thought to myself,
I would be a lifesaver.
Yeah, if I could have been bothered to have gone over and out with the mat, give them a push, say to them, "Don't wheel spin it. Just do gently rock it out," and then giving it a slight shove. If I'd have done that, I'd have possibly been a lifesaver.
Was she wearing hiking boots?
I don't know. She was sat in the car the entire time.
She didn't have one lace.
There's a chance that you might have had some kind of heart attack after you'd gone.
Possibly.
So yeah. Would that mean you're a life taker?
Don't know. Not really thought about that. Impressive though, isn't it? It's impressive.
I don't know what to say.
Why?
Well, I'm struggling.
You snapped someone's shoelace.
Wait. I think I'm not the only person
who
thinks.
You saw someone in a car.
Yeah, I did. You saw someone that crashed a car.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but I pushed the car out of the way.
I thought about pushing a car.
I think I'm probably along the same wavelength as all the listeners out there. Where's the life-saving bit?
Well, I thought about saving the
it's
life.
It's hypothetical.
Oh, so because the thought was there,
yeah.
You could have done it.
Yes.
So technically you went, well, that's kind of a tick.
Yeah.
I get you. I'll get you now. So you could have saved
the
life.
Well, we could say that about anything, though. I mean, I could say I'm a millionaire because I thought about getting the right lottery numbers.
I suppose, yeah. It's impressive.
No, but the opportunity, though, Wayne, wasn't right in front of you.
I can always... It's not difficult to go into a shop and buy a lottery ticket.
Do you think that Ben is actually more of a lifesaver? Do you think he's more modest than we are?
Mm.
Because I have told...
No
one that story apart from now. You have probably told, obviously Lana was there.
It went
as well,
on Facebook. I saw it,
but it was it was on. It's on the FaceNet, so everyone's seen it there. But because your story has not been told,
mm-hmm.
Did you tell Ali?
No, not told anyone.
So this is the first time.
Yeah,
so you're incredibly modest,
very humble, very humble.
Yeah, but he's waiting to do it on a podcast.
That's true. That's true.
So he's doing it solely for recognition.
Ooh.
Mm? So
I don't mind that. I think I deserve it.
Less selfless than us.
In fact, all three stories are actually quite... There is a kind of PS to them all, really, because you've got my story where I went back to look for something extra as a kind of a thanks, as you know.
You wanted compensation.
Not compensation.
Would you have been happy if she slipped you a tenner?
No.
You wouldn't have been happy if she slipped you a tenner.
Why wouldn't you be happy with that?
I'd be happy if she slipped you a
tenner. No, I wouldn't have accepted that.
That's okay.
20.
No, I wouldn't have accepted money.
50 quid.
That's just creepy, dude.
Exactly. So I'm the creepy one. Okay,
yeah.
You...
There's a bit of Schadenfreude there.
Yeah. Yours, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't... I mean, I did help, but I was smug about it as well.
Yes.
Yes, yeah,
you
definitely were.
Actually did fuck all.
Yeah.
Which is even more smug, and you've not told anyone until you're on a podcast.
Exactly.
Who is the worst person out of all of us? You didn't actually help. I wanted kind of
compensation.
I wanted some kind of like sexual reward from this woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were quite happy about it.
I was just happy with the satisfaction of a dickhead getting his comeuppance.
You were
mine's,
happy.
Mine's
it happened.
Actual justice.
You were happy it happened.
Yeah.
You were happy he crashed his car.
Yeah.
The New Year's honours are coming up. I think there's a good shout for all three of us.
Okay. There's only one way to decide this, and that's from
fight.
Well, yeah, the fight, obviously, and that's from the listeners. So when you're listening to this, if you go to on Twitter at Drinking Fear, or basically best way, Facebook. So go to Facebook, type in Drinking with Fear. It's on there. If you've already liked it, then great. Find this episode and then comment below. And all we want to know is who is the worst out of all of us. Is it me who actually saved the life but wanted possibly some kind of sexual favour from the person? Is it Wayne, who was happy that the accident happened in the first place? Or is it Ben, who actually didn't help at all? Who is the worst? And just put down who it is, and just put who you think is the worst out of us three. And then when we convene next time, we'll find out. So go to Facebook, comment under this episode post, and in fact, I'll post as well who you think is the worst out of all of us,
okay.
And then comment under that. Do it,
we'll
find
announce
it and do it.
The winners.
And we'll announce the winner next week. I mean, it might be that fact that three people do it, and it doesn't matter.
It might be me three times.
Well, I know I know for a fact that Lana will definitely post.
She won't pick me.
She might put you. I think she will.
Maybe.
I think she will, because I think she likes me. And
speaking of
heroism. And I think I she likes Ben. And I think she might put you, Wayne. I'm not fishing for votes there.
No.
Kind of.
Are you an organ donor?
I do not have a piano to give away.
Hey. I was going to use that one.
I seem to think...
I don't want any of your organs, mate.
Thank you very much. I seem to think that I, at one point, said yes on the online.
I think I did it a while ago, but yeah. I don't know if it's all changed.
I think it must keep it, because you're not going to update it every like 6 months or whatever. So I think I said yes a long time ago, and I'm pretty sure that just stands forever.
Probably.
Do you think that it should be opt out?
Yeah.
So basically, everyone's opted in, unless okay. you opt out.
I don't really care. Most people are burnt anyway. Well, they are. They're all cremated. No one gets buried anymore.
We don't take them from people who are just about to be buried. It's like people who just like come into like A&E and have died.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. We don't burn them there.
Yeah, so it don't really matter what you look like afterwards, does it? You can have all of our stuff and then burn me afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm still going to look exactly the same as I'm burnt.
Being a father that you are, you should be the one person who were like, actually, yeah, we should be kind of signed up. We should be the reckless ones who go, actually, I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Why?
Because we're just like freestanding people on our own 2 feet. You have a family to provide for.
Oh, I am, but I think we'll find out today that I'm the most caring out of all of us.
Fucking hell, we'll find out with the vote.
Yes. No, I couldn't really give a shit. I don't even give blood. I've not donated sperm, nothing.
Do you think, I tell you one thing that I've not done, I've not donated blood, which is really bad. I don't know.
I did it a long time ago. But yeah. I stopped after one time I went. And
they didn't have the right biscuits?
No, they sent me a letter a few weeks later saying, unfortunately,
your shit's
you've
green.
Not tested negative for all the things we're screened for. Which is a bit worrying, because they only screen for the bad shit. HIV, syphilis, and all that crap.
Common sense.
And then, like, in the small print in the bottom of the letter, it says, this doesn't indicate that you have any of these things. Our test was wrong. Okay. It was just went wrong. But that was the small print. But you read through the fucking letter to begin with, and it just sounds like you've found you've got HIV. Or,
nice.
Or Hep B or something.
Yeah, no.
Classy.
When I was in my early 20s, I was with a girl at the time, and she was around my house. I'm having dinner with my mum and dad, and we were talking about blood donating. Is that it?
No,
blood donating.
It's a great family topic whilst eating.
Yeah, I can't remember why we got onto this.
What were you eating? Black pudding.
Nice. Yeah, I'll say yeah. No, she then started reading up on it and going through all the rules. And one of the rules it says in there is that you can't give blood if you've recently had anal sex.
No.
To which I said, well, don't worry then, love, you can't. In front of my parents. And she ran out of the room. Out of the room, ran upstairs. So embarrassed. I don't know why.
Did she also point back to you and go, well, that applies to you and all
them? Yeah, nice one.
why do you bring this up, Wayne?
Have you just had anal sex?
Just because, you know, it's just general heroism.
Oh, and, right. Yeah, are we still on the hero?
That was the topic of the day.
I thought the hero thing's been pushed well under the carpet, especially after Ben's.
I was thinking that what I'd like to do is sign up to be an
fucking
organ
lech,
donor, but only donate my lungs.
Your lungs are going to be fucked.
Yeah, that's the idea. I want to be able to be on my deathbed, or not my deathbed, at my funeral, and people can say, Wayne genuinely managed to kill someone and get away with it.
That's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Lovely thought. Merry Christmas.
I'd like to fetch you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk. I'm just a drinking. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. One more round. Get me down.
Another round.